Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
What an incredible morning. I mean, we just had the CEO of Voices.com, over 200 voices part of his database. Later on in the show, we're going to have the guy who sold a company to AOL for over $200 million. And you're going to learn the secret, and he's going to show you how you can do it. And we'll be ending the show with Spartan, the founder of Spartan Race, Spartan Fit, number one obstacle race company in the world with more than 1 million participants. Incredible things going on. Let me tell you about our next hero. She is none other than the famous musician's sister who's making an impact herself in the music industry, making baby music. She's Lisa Roth, sister of David Lee Roth of Van Halen fame. Lisa created the Rockabye Baby series of CDs, which features popular rock music bands. She's going to talk about some incredible things and what it does. She could be reached at rockabyebabymusic.com. Now, Lisa, with all the children's music that exists, why did you decide to start the Rockabye Baby series?
Well, for one very simple reason. Necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Yes.
I was shopping for a baby shower gift for a friend who loves music. The first week I was working at this label 11 years ago, and I thought, well, this is an easy gift, and I didn't see anything out there that I would be excited to give as a gift. So I thought, well, I'm working at a record label now, and I came back and I said to the owner, I think we need to get into the baby business. I said, we should create, you know, a product that's for the baby, but for the adult as well. Some music product like Baby's First Sex Pistols or something like that. So our creative discussions on a potential series took place. And our art director at the time, Valerie Aiello, presented an album concept, Lullaby Renditions of Metallica. And the series was green-lighted. And for the first year and a half, Valerie, along with our creative team, became the artistic creator and developed the look and sound. And about 9 and a half, almost 10 years ago, I took over, and we have continued to develop it and do all kinds of fun things with it and actually created a true brand, which was a first for us.
Now, you mentioned it's been 11 years since the series was started. You mentioned about Metallica. Which band were you most surprised was on board with joining the collection?
Well, let me explain, first of all, make very clear, these are lullaby renditions of these favorite bands.
Great.
It's not the bands themselves performing it. They are instrumental lullaby renditions. We license each and every song. We contact publishers and license the songs, but the actual artists are not performing.
Now, I got a really important question. If my child's crying or throwing a tantrum and I play your music, what happens?
Well, hopefully you're enjoying it while they calm down.
I love
hopefully
it.
Hopefully you're singing the lyrics in your head that don't exist on our recordings while the babies fall asleep.
Does it increase the chances of them possibly becoming a famous musician? I mean, who knows? You never know.
Who knows? I think it's a great initial bonding. It's a great way for parents to share something they valued prior to being a parent, something they can share with their little ones.
And again, you could reach Lisa Roth by going to rockabyebabymusic.com. More than 1.6 million CDs have sold, more than 100 million downloads. How are you celebrating with this? I mean, this is a huge thing that's taken place. What goes on when you have so many, 100 million downloads? What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'm thinking, yay. It's 100 million streams. Streaming is now the thing. We are thrilled, and we just keep thinking, what else can we do? It's an affirmation that makes us very happy, and we're thrilled. People love it.
And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community, alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. And we're talking with Lisa Roth, just incredible things what she's doing. In fact, Lisa, you know, you're pretty easy to notice because when you walk in a room, you're 6 foot, you're 6 feet tall. Tell me what it means of the value of telling a story.
The value, well, I can, it's funny you ask. I consider myself a storyteller, and I think it's a wonderful way to communicate with people. If you're telling a story, people have a different attention span, a different attention energy versus spewing facts, figures, telling people what to do. I think storytelling is a wonderful way to share and connect people. And I feel like we do that in our work here. And hopefully people are enjoying it and relating to it.
Lisa, how was it growing up with your brother, David Lee Roth?
Well, okay, so there's a dichotomous answer there. Quite a bit of the answer is, how was it growing up with your siblings? Probably kind of uneventful. However, my sibling was unique. So, you know, he was my brother before he was famous. But he was always extremely precocious and creative and energetic. And I always joke that he made a living doing what he did as a kid, running around screaming at the top of his lungs with his shirt off. So it has been, it's been a wild ride and really unique. It's something that many people don't get to experience. He has achieved something quite unique, and I have been able to join him for the ride.
I don't know how anybody would have gotten any sleep in your home with all the music playing and everything. I got to ask you, Glue's nudging me here. She's our producer here at the Alliances Radio Show and owner of loopydocs.com. But she's nudging me here saying, ask her about this. She just handed me this note, and it's got two words on it, Lisa. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, I love tattoos, and I would never get one because there's not one thing that I loved 30 years ago that I still love today. It would be too scary to pick something and 30 years from now go, oh, I don't like this. The one thing that I have loved my whole life, the one thing is peanut butter. So I always said if I ever got a tattoo, it would be either a little jar of peanut butter or a spoon with peanut butter on it. And my brother offered to draw it for me. So, yeah, I have an extreme love of peanut butter that I shared with my father. And it's a very long story, but very sentimental to me. Tell her thank you for asking.
Fantastic. We've got a little less than 30 seconds left, but I need to ask you, what can someone learn from your experiences, particularly children who want to grow up and be in the music industry or create and do something that makes an impact to help so many, like you're helping so many children out there?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's what I would say to anybody who wants to pursue something. Always lend your honest individual perspective to everything you pursue, because that's what will make it unique and interesting. Listen, learn, surround yourself with people who are smarter than you and ask lots of questions. Be willing to be an apprentice for a while. You don't have to know everything right away. And follow your gut. It never, ever lies. And if you're not good with your gut instincts, get good.
Incredible. Well, Lisa, you and I are going to go get a peanut butter sandwich after this. You do so much. Rockabybabymusic.com. You're a hero. You help create and you help so many parents out there being able to play this incredible lullabies for their children. This is David Kogan with Alliances. And when we return, we're going to talk to Alex, the guy who sold his company to AOL for $200 million.